وما أرسلنا في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون.
In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained the day of Qiyamah, when the court case will take place and these wrongdoers will be found guilty. And as is common practice, whenever somebody, when things go wrong, then we start blaming one another. So the lead, the poor, the weaker people, the followers will blame their leaders, the leaders will blame their followers, and this will carry on. And then Allah Ta'ala will send all of them into Jahannam. And from there we learn a lesson that we should be very particular that who we follow. Are we following the right person or not? Allah has given everyone brains to think that. And in the Quran Sharif, right at the beginning, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Show us the straight path. Then immediately after that Allah said, the straight path is of those people whom Allah has favored. So we should see that who are the people that we are following. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, just to say that our leaders, our elders taught us this and they guided us this way, will be no excuse by Allah Ta'ala. If we were not following Quran and Hadith, and even if our ulama, our elders, if they're not guiding us by Quran and Hadith, and every Muslim has got that capacity to understand what is Quran and Hadith, the broad meanings of it. So if we are not following that, just blindly we are following, it won't be an excuse that they mislead us and we will get saved. We must see very carefully who we are following. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, the main reason why these non-believers do not want to accept the truth is because the wealth that we have given them. Because they are living in comfort and luxury. Because they think because of money we are more better than the other people who haven't got money. Allah makes it clear in the ayats that by having wealth, by having position, by having lot of children, dunya's things, this is no virtue in the eyes of Allah. In the eyes of Allah, who have got iman and amal is salihah, only that counts by Allah Ta'ala. These material things do not count. But all along history, right up to today also, the people who have got wealth especially, they think we can rule. Whether it is the town, whether it is the masjid, whether it is anything, the wealthy feel we can rule. And also we should see any organization that is being ruled by the wealthy and not by Quran and Hadith, that association, that institution cannot be on the right path. Wealth cannot guide us to the right thing. Quran and Hadith will guide us. So we have to see where are there the ulama, the right ulama. And if there are worldly people who are leaders in positions, then they cannot guide us to the right. So these people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ اور نہیں بھیجا ہم نے کسی بستی میں کوئی درانے والا. We did not send any warner, that is a Nabi, a Rasul, to any nation. إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا مگر کہنے لگے وہاں کے آسودہ لوگ. But the wealthy of that people, of that area, they started saying, the rich people, the wealthy people, إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ جو تمہارے ہاتھ بھیجا گیا ہم اس کو نہیں مانتے. That which you have been sent with, the message of Allah, the book of Allah, we do not believe in it. They did not want to believe in the Anbiya because they were intoxicated with their wealth. And they said, thought because of our wealth, who can tell us what to do? This is the attitude of the wealthy. Nobody can tell us what to do. Even they don't want to listen to Quran and Hadith. They just want to do what they want to because Allah has given them some wealth. And clearly they say, وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا اور کہنے لگے ہم زیادہ ہیں مال اور اولاد میں. We have got more wealth and we have got more children. Children in rural areas is a great sign of riches and wealth. the more children a person has in rural areas, the more his work gets done. The farming work, looking after the lands, looking after the animals, etc. And that person is regarded as a rich person. In industrialized countries, they want less children. But in rural areas, more children are a source of position in the society. So they said, we have got more wealth and we have got more children. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ وَرْهَمْ پَرْ آفَتْ نَهِي آنے والی. And we won't be punished. Because they thought, because of the wealth, Allah loves us. There are many people, because of wealth, etc., they think Allah loves us, that's why we are rich. The sign of Allah's love is not rich, is not wealth and riches. Otherwise, Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, how much of wealth weren't they given? But they were the chief enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Iman and Amal Saliha, those are the signs of Allah's love for a person. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. تو کہہ, میرا رب ہے جو کشادہ کر دیتا ہے روزی جس کو چاہے اور معاف کر دیتا ہے. Say to them that روزی is solely in the hands of Allah. And Allah gives for whom He wants to in abundance, and whom He wants to He restricts and He gives them. He gives them very little. That is all in the hands of Allah, and it is not a matter of measuring one's closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, there are various reasons why Allah gives somebody more and why Allah gives somebody less. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. لیکن بہت لوگ سمجھ نہیں رکھتے. But the vast majority of people do not understand this. And they take it, the more wealth we have got, the more we are, Allah loves us more. That's why He has given us more wealth. وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى. اور تمہارے مال اور تمہاری اولاد وہ نہیں کہ نزدیک کرے ہمارے پاس تمہارا درجہ پر جو کوئی. اللہ تعالیٰ says, your wealth and your children are no signs whatsoever that you are close to us. Not one but is it a sign of being a favorite of Allah that you have got lot of wealth. And Allah's system, not only what Fir'aun, Haman and Qarun, but today also most of the wealth is in the hands of the non-believers. So if that was a sign that it is a acceptance of Allah, then na'uzu billah, we'll have to say the non-believers who are living in so much of luxury and comfort and extravagance that they are the friends of Allah and they are close to Allah. That is definitely not a sign. The sign of being close to Allah is the strength of iman and amal. إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَةَ. پر جو کوئی یقین لایا اور بھلا کام کیا. Only that person is close to Allah who has brought iman and who has done اعمال صالحة. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ ضِعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So ان کے لیے ہے بدلہ دونا ان کے کیے کام کا. So these people who brought iman and have done righteous deeds, for them will be a double reward for having brought iman and doing righteous deeds. وَهُمْ فِي الْغُرَفَاتِ آمِنُونَ. اور وہ حجروں میں بیٹھے ہیں دل جمعی سے. And these people will be sitting in beautiful mansions with great comfort and ease and security. وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ. اور جو لوگ دوڑتے ہمارے آیتوں کو ہرانے کو. And those people who are continuously making efforts to disprove our ayats and go against the Quran. Like for example, things like the Big Bang Theory, and they're trying to prove it in the world. Things like Darwin's theory of evolution, which they are teaching to children in nursery school also now. All these things, the effort they are making, bombarding people with fitna on the TV, on the internet, on the roads, everywhere. All these evils, these people who are making these efforts to mislead people. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحَضَّرُونَ. وہ عذاب میں پکرے ہوئے ہیں, آتے آئیں گے. And these people will be caught in punishment and they will be chained and brought in front of Allah, and then they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Now the matter of Ruzi, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ. تو کہ میرا رب ہے جو کشادہ کر دیتا ہے روزی جس کو چاہے اپنے بندوں میں اور معاف کر دیتا ہے. That this روزی is no sign and no criteria of being accepted by Allah Ta'ala, that I give to whomsoever I want to, and I restrict it from whomsoever I want to. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. اور جو خرج کرتے ہیں کچھ چیز اس کا عوض دیتا ہے. However, if Allah has given you wealth, it doesn't mean you are unliked by Allah Ta'ala. To be maldar is something else. A pious person can also be a rich man. To be dunya dar is haram. Even if you are poor, you can be a person of dunya. Normally, rich people are dunya dar. And we confuse this and we think all rich people are condemned to hell. That is not the case. If you can be maldar and you are dindar, then you are right on your path. Even if you are poor, but you are dunya dar, you love the dunya. You are poor, you haven't got, but you're always cherishing, I must get more dunya, I must live it up. That poor person is also dunya dar. So if you have wealth and you spend it in the right way, you will get the reward of it from Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. اور وہ بہتر ہے روزی دینے والا. And Allah is the best one who gives روزی. So if Allah has given you روزی, don't take it, this is the criteria that I am loved by Allah. Check your iman and a'mal. And if you have been given wealth and you have been blessed to spend it in the path of Allah, then that is extremely good for you. If you are miserly, you don't even give your zakat, or you spend it in haram things, in extravagance, in waste, etc. at the time of weddings, then that wealth is an azab for you. It is no sign of you being close to Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا.